All right, time for second date. Parker went out with Brianna and somehow managed to dump an entire beer into her purse. And it's a very expensive purse. What was it again?
Louis Vuitton, I guess.
Louis Vuitton, whoever the hell that guy is,
right.
Who makes purses, obviously charges quite a bit for him. So I'll tell you what, Parker, we'll try to smooth it over, buddy, but we're going uphill on this one. So hang in the background while I get her on the phone here, okay?
Cool, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is Matt with K95. I'm looking for Brianna.
Yes. This is me speaking.
Brianna, how the heck are you? I know it's weird that the radio station's calling you, but I wanted to ask you a question, and that is about a date with a guy named Parker. You remember going out with Parker?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah? Anything crazy happen on that date?
Well, he spilled an entire beer in my...
Yes, he did.
Purse that, you know,
we heard about this.
Means a lot to me. So, you know,
yeah.
It was my graduation present.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And you take it out for special occasions or all the time?
You know, special occasions, things that I'm excited about. I try to take good care of it. And so, you know, it's like the one time that I bring it out. Like,
yeah. How's it?
Know,
how's it doing after the incident?
It's ruined.
It's ruined. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like I could salvage, obviously, like my cell phone. I put that in like some rice and,
I didn't even think about stuff being inside the purse. Yeah. You've got all kinds of stuff in the purse, right?
Yeah. All my stuff got super soaked and sticky. It
smells like beer. Yeah. Not a good thing.
Yeah. Like my makeup, some cash, like just, you know,
yeah.
It was.
So Parker really blew it, didn't he? I mean, I'm just thinking that this date was it going well up until then?
I mean, it's going pretty well. We kind of talked a lot, but I think that, I don't know. It's just been like a huge blow to.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
so I have been feeling good about it.
I get down to business with you here. Parker reached out to us. He feels awful about the purse thing. And I know you guys haven't really communicated since the date. I guess you've been kind of ghosting him.
I mean, I'm not trying to ghost him. I don't know. Like,
okay.
I just kind of have a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I understand that for sure. I mean, that's a very pricey purse to lose that way. And so I don't want you to panic because Parker's actually on the phone. Okay. And I'm just going to let it. He just wanted to apologize. And so Parker.
Hey, Brianna. Yeah, I mean, I'm really sorry. Like, I think you know it was genuinely an accident. I understand the purse was expensive, but actually, I kind of appreciate you, you know, considering our date kind of a special occasion to bring the purse. But like, I don't know what to do. I can't like do it. I can't, you know, you can't cry over spilled milk, as they say. And I guess same goes for beer.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your apology. It's just, it happened, and it just doesn't really fill me up with excitement to, like, go out and do it all over again.
Can I ask you this, Brianna? Had he not spilled the beer, would you have gone out with him again?
I mean, maybe if he asked me a few more questions about myself, that would have,
yeah.
You know. Like boosted.
Sure, I mean, but then once the beer spilled, it kind of, you know, that kind of became the focal point of the date. So, like, I want to get to know you. I like you. I think there's some potential there. So I would hate for us to not at least try just because of an accident, you know?
And let me throw this in there, Brianna, you know, because I work at the radio station here, and I'm a little over budget on my dinners already on second date, But what if I threw in a free dinner of your choice? You could go eat somewhere really nice, and also a couple of concert tickets for you. I know there's a lot of great shows coming to town. We'll set you up with some concert tickets, and you know, that kind of helps soften the blow. I mean, that's not $1,700 worth of stuff, but I mean, hey, that's at least you get something.
And like I said, I'm willing to like kick in a few $100 to help you get it professionally cleaned. Like,
see, even better.
I'm willing to make it right. You know what I mean?
You're willing to help like refurbish it or get it fixed?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't have $1,700 to give you for a bag, but, like, you know, a couple hundred bucks, I can help you so you can take it somewhere where they can, like, clean it properly, you know?
Okay. You know, I'm going to take you up on your offer.
Nice. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Okay, sweet. Good.
That's awesome.
All right. So a couple hundred bucks, we'll get you some concert tickets and a free dinner. Okay, good. We're off in the right direction. Maybe you can laugh this off. Maybe you just get together again and find out, is there anything between you two, and at least get some resolve out of this. So cool. Parker, you got what you wanted, buddy. We got you off and running with another date with Brianna. Brianna, hopefully this will help kind of soften the blow of losing the purse. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you, actually.
Thanks.